It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Joining us now on the line is Pastor Brighton Hachilema. Good afternoon, Pastor, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much.
Pastor, our question for today is, how can difficult passages in Scripture be understood?
Thank you so much for the question. Before I begin answering how they can be understood, maybe quickly in a minute or less than, let me just address the two questions that have not been asked in the question that we are tackling today. Are there difficult passages in the Scripture? And the answer is yes. So then how can we understand the passages that are so difficult in the Scriptures? So one thing that we need to first note is that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. According to 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 to 17. So then, if all Scripture is given by God, it means there is something that we need to understand as we are dealing with difficult passages in Scripture. We need to note that what makes these passages of Scripture so difficult for us to understand, one is their actually cultural and historical context. We need to understand that when the Bible was written, God gave the inspiration, God gave the guidance and the revelation, but then men spoke, they used their words to write the Bible. So there is a particular situation, an occasion, that these people were actually addressing or were writing with regards to the message that God had communicated to them. So why and how they can actually be understood is that each time we approach the Word of God, knowing that there are these differences, so we need to understand the cultural norms, the traditions, knowing that these are very, very important. So we don't want to lose track of any, and our approach should always be by prayer, because God alone is the one that can unveil to us what really He is trying to communicate in any passage of Scripture. The other thing that we must understand is that, you know, the Bible interprets itself. It is written in the way it is written, in a sense that if one passage of Scripture, one does not understand it properly, it will always give a reference, another passage of Scripture that gives a guide similarly to what is written in another Scripture that somebody does not understand. Mm. So the language also that the Bible was originally written contributes to how difficult it is for one to understand the passages of Scripture. Bearing in mind that we cannot all be pastors, maybe we cannot all go to school to study theology, to understand all these things, but it is very cardinal for every reader of the Bible to approach the Word of God with prayer, to seek guidance from God. And apart from that, sometimes even to use different versions, because different versions have a way they are written to try and simplify one text that in another version might seem to be very hard to understand.
Hmm. So when you say language can hide some things, how do we solve that problem? Because as lay people, unlike you pastors, we are not taught in the skill of linguistic plurality, understanding Hebrew, understanding Aramaic, understanding Latin, understanding Greek. What then shall we do when all these passages of Scripture, their essence is hidden behind language? What do we do?
Okay, so what can be done is that in a case where people do not have the privilege to undergo the learning of the language in which the Bible was written,
right,
The Bible itself, in the way and the style that it was written, it was written in a way that it gives information to the reader according to what one is looking for. So we find that we can get some actually relations, just as I mentioned earlier, to say what can help us is comparing or using different versions, maybe. Though there is also a danger in using different versions, because some versions, somehow the meaning is lost. But what can help us at our level as laymen is to always seek guidance. We know there are people who have gotten this opportunity to learn and they understand. So if we cannot understand, it's better, it's just best for us to accept we don't understand and seek for guidance. In as much as we pray and seek for wisdom from God, with that openness of mind to learn, I'm sure with the guidance from people that have that knowledge, God can still help us to understand better.
Okay. All right. I'll leave it there, Funis. All right. I appreciate your time. Let's continue studying our Bibles, beloved. Pastor Chilibo will be back tomorrow to answer more questions. And Funis, thank you very much for your time and your insights.
Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.